Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner, our show that features local authors reading their poetry and prose for us. Hi there, I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program. Brigitte Pellerain returns to center stage today with her observations of one of our area's newest attractions.
You don't need to be crazy to travel, but it helps. If you've spent any time in an airport at any point in the last 15 years or so, you'll know what I mean. Some days I envy people who never go anywhere. They have no idea why grown adults walk barefoot in public places, one hand holding their pants up and the other anxious not to have a phone in it. As a Canadian who swallows thousands of miles to come visit a gas station outside a town in Alabama that nobody in my hometown has ever heard of, well, I say, that's just my kind of crazy. Honestly, though, Buc-ee's is totally worth the hassle. It is so American that there are buses full of tourists from distant lands over the seas that make a detour just to visit one. And you have to understand that there's only one country in the world that has gas stations like this. Anywhere else, a gas station is like a normal-sized place where you go get, you know, gas for your car, maybe a pack of cigarettes and some beef jerky. But this place, whew, it's something for us foreigners to gawk at because it's so out of this world wacky. And I'm from Ottawa, like I know beavers, okay? But this one is unique to the American South. It screams all y'all and is full of those items that loud people go for. My personal favorite is the chocolate-covered, rainbow-colored sunflower seeds on whose package it says, proudly, made in the USA. Like, who else would come up with this, let alone produce it and then, like, sell it? That's weird. Only Buc-ee's, the gas station with 700 pumps, is who? Well, okay, you're right. I'm exaggerating. The one I visited only has 120. That's 120 individual gas pumps. And yes, on that Sunday afternoon, there were people lined up at most of them. Where did all these people come from? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. The entire region has fewer than 500,000 residents and is sort of halfway between Nashville and Birmingham. This is not where population density was invented. When I exited the I-65, there was an off-ramp straight from the highway to the parking lot that allowed me to avoid stopping or even yielding to any incoming traffic. It's like the highway exit had been engineered expressly to get me to that parking lot as fast as possible. Surely that's a coincidence. Now, somebody was trying to explain Buc-ee's to me as if a gas station had a baby with a giant Walmart and a Cracker Barrel somehow wedged in there. But it's not. Buc-ee's isn't a cross of anything or anything else. It just is, all right? Nowhere else do you get massive car washes outside massive stores that sell everything, and I mean everything. Baby clothes, dog treats, pulled pork sandwiches, 20 million kinds of soft drinks, backyard barbecue, books, livestock feeders, and ice in two sizes. Oh, and don't forget the sunglasses and those nuggets that are like popcorns dipped in glucose fructose or something. Anyway, Buc-ee's boasts the cleanest restrooms in America and also in the world. Now, I'm not sure exactly who went around the world to check on this, but, you know, I'm a journalist, so I take fact-checking seriously. I had to go and test the Beaver Loo, and I can categorically confirm it was a sparkling, as were the counters, floors, and walls. Someone called Buc-ee's employees red-clad human Roombas, and while that's slightly dehumanizing, it's not wrong. You can't turn around in there without someone wiping the counter you were just looking at. You really should stop turning around, I know. Give these people a break. On the Buc-ee's website, it says the Sevierville store, in Texas, obviously, is the largest in the world at 74,707 square feet. Well, yeah, that's because the rest of the world is sensible enough to call a building this size a business park. Buc-ee's does not care about the rest of the world. It just cares about being bigger and better than it, including having the longest car wash in the world at 225 feet. Now, that one is not too far outside of Houston. That's also in Texas and also, obviously. But really, like, how does that benefit you? Like, what do you gain from being in this long a car wash? Do you have the time to knit a sweater while a robot uses a toothbrush to clean your rims? I don't get it. Anyway, Buc-ee's doesn't care about that either. Or, no doubt, the very disturbing and adult-themed car wash dream my visit inspired. Ugh, that was awful. Buc-ee's, however, cares about its employees. I mean, judging by the salaries it pays, and they're advertised outside the store like it's something else you can buy. It cares about selling you a rack for your firewood, some cozies for your tailgate party, cheap but surprisingly decent coffee, more snacks than you can fit in your trunk, and big, big smiles. Now, there's nothing like walking into that place at 0:00 in the morning on your way to catch a flight back to Canada out of Nashville and being greeted with the loudest "Good morning, ma'am" in the universe. To this not quite awake Canadian, it's almost intrusive. I did not think we were ready to be this intimate. But you're right, Buc-ee's does not care about that either. It will be friendly at you whether you want to or not. Now, I've been back a few times since that first visit, and I'm slowly warming up to it. Yeehaw, eh?
Canadian transplant Brigitte Pellerin is an author and journalist with over 2 decades of experience in both English and French. She has a few books published by trade publishers and a few more she has self-published just for fun. You can hear Brigitte's story again or any of the past Sundial stories and poems by visiting WLRH.org and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And we'll air a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.
And I do know we'll be stopping at Buc-ee's. Time to have some fun. Like a gas station, car wash, barbecue, Cracker Barrel, Walmart, all in one.